our Lord Jesus Christ. I speak.
奉主耶稣圣名在这里说话。
Today we're gonna study the book of Jeremiah, chapter 18.
今天我们要查考耶利米书十八章。
Jeremiah chapter 2 to 25, there is 12 messages, and this is the beginning of 8th messages.
从耶利米书的第二到二十五章，一共有十二个不同的信息。那现在我们是要谈第八个信息。
So 8th message is covered 18 and then 19, 20, so 3 chapters.
那这第八个信息是从十八章到十八十九到二十章。
So today we cover the chapter 18.
今天我们要讨论十八章。
Can we read three verses each?
请各位念三节。
So we can finish the reading and then we can discuss.
我们念一遍，然后来讨论。
Chapter 18 here, God asked Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. And so what he doing it? And he led him to watch.
在十八章这里，神叫耶利米到陶匠家中，然后看陶匠在做什么。
We know in the Bible that God's way to giving message to the prophet is several ways. One is directly the inspiration of the words and or showing the visions and also in this way to see something and then explain to the prophet.
我们知道神对他人民传信息的时候有不同方法。第一是直接的说出他要讲的信息。第二是借着意象。第三呢就是以这个方法就是让他做一件事情。先知做一件事情，然后再把他想要表达的信息告诉他。
Sometimes God also let it happen to like Hosea to find out like a harlotry lady invite her to be the wife of him.
那就如同何西亚，先知神要他娶一个。淫妇来做他的妻子。
So it explained about the Israelites' sin in this way.
他也借用这种的婚姻来解释以色列人民他们叛逆神的情况。
So God here used the method is bring him down to the potter's house, let him to see what he's doing, and then he gave a message to him.
所以这一次。神要耶利米到陶匠家中，然后看，叫他说他在看到什么，然后把信息告诉他。
So when he went down to the potter's house, he see that verse 4 said the vessel that he was making of clay was a spoil in the hands of the potter. So I think making the somehow kind of container, but then it kind of disfigure it, and then so that he can just forget about it, and he.Remaking another vessel.
在第四节，耶利米就看到这个陶匠他用手做一个器皿，然后结果没有做好，他就把这手中的土呢就重新再做了。
So while he watching it, and then the word of God came upon to him.
那他在观察这个。情况的时候，神的话就临到耶利米。
And then and talk to him. The verse 6 says, "Can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as this potter does?"
所以在第六节，神就跟耶利米说，以色列家呀，我待你们岂不像这这个陶匠弄泥一样吗？
So God explained to Jeremiah to.All the Israelites within the hands of God, he talk about.
所以这个意思也就是说，整个以色列人民都在神的手中。
I think it's during the time of Jeremiah, a lot of people they know there is a God, but they do not really respect God.
所以在那个时代，所有的很多人民，他们知道有一位神，但是他们却没有尊敬神。
Life itself is comfortable. Material-wise,
在物质上面，他们过得很舒适的生活。
So they do not really respect God.
所以他们没有真正的尊敬神。
So I think that this way, their life over and over years, end up their heart is very hardened.
那一年又过一年的，下去，他们心就越来越硬了。
So the verse 12 here mentioned that God actually gave them a chance at showing this way to explain to them, but their heart is hardening. Actually, they are very turned out very stubborn to God.
在十二节说，虽然神给他们机会，要他们转回改正，但是他们却心中越来越顽固。
They don't want to change it.
他们不愿意改变。
Usually, how we can detect our faith, the faith is slipping or not slipping, that we can see from our heart is how sensitive to the word of God.
那我们平常看自己的信仰是有没有在一个在一个沉睡的境况当中呢？就是看我们对罪有没有敏感。
But this time, the Israelites they are not sensitive to the word of God.
对神的话有没有敏感？因为现在可以看到，以色列人民对神的话一点都不敏感了。
This is reminding of the through the Jeremiah, all your life in the hands of God.
在这里，耶利米是要告诉他们说，你们的一生其实都在神的手中。
So the verse 6 here, can I not, O house of Israel, deal with you as the potter does, declare the Lord? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hands, so are you in my hands, O house of Israel. It's a very solemn warning, and then also it is actually reminding of the Israelites, who is the Almighty God, their life is within the God's hands.
在第六节这里，就是神以一个非常严肃而且很严肃的方法来告诉他们说，你们就如同熬匠泥在熬匠的手中如何，他们的生命也是像在神手中一样。
God talk about any kind of countries, any kind of nation can be removed.Or they can be the uprooted, he mentioned it, pulled down, and or to destroy it. It all up to in the hands of God.
接下来神说，不管哪一邦哪一国，它要被拔出、拆毁、毁坏，完全是看在神。
I think this is the main reason why we have to fearing of God. Why we have to fear God.
这就是之所以我们为什么要敬畏神。
So that we can submit to God, and we can obey to the commandment of God.
我们要顺服遵守神的诫命。
And then verse 8 here talk about the once the people repent, I will change my mind. This is the message.
在第八节，神也说，当任何一个人他们转意离开他们的恶悔改之后，神也会不再降祸给他们。
So any people they really repent and come back to God, then God also can change His mind.
所以任何一个人他们悔改，愿意再归回神的话，神也会赦免他们的。
But these people never changed.
但是这些人民却不愿意。
So here the verse 11.
所以在十一节说。
The verse 11 says, Oh, turn back each of you from his evil way. Reform your ways and your deed.
所以在这里，神说，你们个人当回头离开所行的恶道，改正你们的行动作为。
This is the talk about God's grace.
这也就是表达神的恩典。
Give them an opportunity.
神要给他们机会。
And chance that can God's grace upon them.Give another chance.
要给他们第二次的机会。
But yet the verse 12 says, But they will say it is hopeless, for we are going to follow our own plans, and each of us will act according to the stubbornness of his evil heart.
但是十二节他们却说，这是枉然，我们要照自己的计谋去行，个人随自己 万应的恶心做事。
We find out in the Bible that a lot, many of the prophets, their messages actually return to God.
我们知道很多的先知，他们的信息都是要归回神。
As every, the Zechariah chapter 1,
就像撒迦利亚第一章这样说。
During the time of Haggai and Zechariah, at this time, the temple of God, they actually came back from the Babylon. They're supposed to rebuild the temple of God, but they only laid a foundation, and then they stopped working.
在撒迦哈嘎还有撒迦利亚那个时候时代，他们要归回本国，要开始建，想要建再重建圣殿。
Yeah, so that this is the word of God came upon to Haggai and Zechariah about the same time.
所以神的话就临到哈嘎还有撒迦利亚，差不多同时差不多那个时同时间。
Zechariah is a younger prophet.
撒迦利亚他是比较年轻的先知。
But both of them, that their messages is considered the same messages.
那他们两位先知的信息都大同小异。
I think at the beginning, these people came back from the Babylon. They were so excited, and they have a desire to build the temple of God.
我们看他们人民刚刚回到本国的时候，非常兴奋，想要重建圣殿。
But then obstacle came upon to them because the owner, adversary, they're like enemies, and sending the letter to the king Darius.And Darius sent back to the letter to order them stop this working of build the temple of God.
但是不断的有敌人，跟他们告状，叫当时的王国阻挡他们继续造建造重。
It becomes their excuse to keep on the year after year same excuse.
结果他们就拿这个为借口。一年又一年的延迟建造。
So God sent Zechariah to ask them to return to the Lord.
那神就差派撒迦利亚叫跟人民说，你们要归回神。
So the Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3, they mentioned thus say the Lord of hosts, return to me.
在撒迦利亚书的第一章第三节，神告诉他们说，你们要转向我。
And here the God says through the Zechariah, "Return to me, then I may return to you."
神借着撒迦利亚跟人民说，你们要转向我，那我就转向你们。
And then the verse 4 mentions, "Do not be like your fathers."
第四节说，不要效法你们的列祖。
So do not follow the what your forefathers their forsaken God, the way they're like.Ignoring the God's way.
也不要效法从前先知他们叫他们回头的时候都不听从先知的话。
And what is the evil he'll talk about? They do not listen to the word of God.
那他们所行什么样的恶行呢？就是因为他们不听从神的话。
So here the Jeremiah chapter 18, at this time people do not listen to the word of God.
那耶利米书的十八章这里也是同样的，人民不再听神的话。
So God shows this message to the Jeremiah through the potters and the clay.
所以神就借这个陶匠的，还有这个泥在陶匠手中，来传达一个信息。
Several things God talked to the Israelites.
神借这个方法跟以色列人民讲好几个好几个信息。
Your welfare and your blessing is upon in my hands.
你们所有的祝福还有你们的一生都在我手中。
But at the same time, if you do not repent, and then there's a judgment will be upon to you.
那你们越是不转回归回我，也不也不悔改的话，那就会有审判。
Because I am the Almighty God, so I can do that.
因为我是全能的神，我能够做任何事情。
The showing is very, very, I can say very, the message was a very clear message, and then showing this way to Jeremiah, let the Jeremiah to lively explain to his people.
所以神借这种非常深刻的方法，让这个很清楚的信息告诉人民。
So from the from this clay, the potter and clay, we can learn.
所以从这个泥土跟从这个泥土中，我们可以学习到
who is in control.
谁是有掌管的权能
？Listen to Proverbs chapter 16.
我们看箴言十六章。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9.
箴言十六章第九节。
16 chapter 1 to 3 first.
箴言十六章第九节。
Proverbs chapter 16, verse 1 to 3.
1 to 3. 第一到第三节，对不起。
The plan of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord, and all the ways of man are clean in his own sight. But the Lord, the way, the motives, the commit your word to the Lord, and your plans will be established. The wise man mentioned about the importance about our directions, our plans, everything. God has the answer to us.
所以人所一切的计划，到最后还是神来决定的。
In verse 9,
第九节
the mind of man plans his way, but the Lord directs his step.
第九节说，人心筹算自己的道路，为主指引他的脚步。
I think this message is the Jeremiah chapter 18. It gives us a very very precious because this is the beginning of the new year.
我觉得耶利米书的十八章是一个很珍贵的信息，因为尤其是在新年的开初。
Always remember who is in control.
让我们记得谁是掌管一切的。
It's not our life. We can try to please man, but we can focus on to please God.
我们过日子不是来讨好人的喜欢，而是要讨神的喜悦。
We don't have to force to our man's way to seeking.
我们也不要靠自己的意思来追求神。
But God's way we seeking.
我们一定要靠神的方法。
That's why the prayer is a very important part of these all the plan that we having within our heart first.
所以我们心中有任何的计划，一定要借着祷告来祈求。
Let's turn to James.
我们也看一下雅各书。
James chapter 4.
第四章。
James chapter 4 verse from 14.
雅各书第四章从十四节开始。
Let's read the verse, chapter 4, verse from 13.
从十三节开始。
13 to 17.
十三到十七节。
Come now, you who say, today or tomorrow, who will go to such and such a city and spend a year there and engage in business and make a profit. Talk about this man, talk about set the plan for the year and the future like this way.
在雅各书四章十三节，这里有一个人，他做了一些计划，在一年里面要做买卖。
And then the verse 14 says, "Yet you do not know what your life will be like tomorrow."
但十四节说，其实明天如何，你们还不知道。
You are just a vapor that appeared for a little while and then vanished away.
你们的生命原来就像一片云雾，少现。出现少时就不见了。
We still are present here, so the life, our life, it seems like more very important. We think.
我们现今在世，我们以为这一生是很重要。
Actually, the life without God, the value, it just like this here, like you are just a vapor that appear for a little while and then vanished away. This is actually fact of life without God, like this actually.
其实，在事实上呢。一个一生没有神的话，就是像一片云雾，少时出现就不见了。
No matter how great that we can achieve in this world, if there's no God within, then there's not much value actually.
我们在世上不管有多少的成就，要是没有神的话，什么都不算。
Because once we are disappeared, then all this what we accomplished, it turned out to be empty-handed for us.
因为在我们离开这世的时候，所有我们所累积的东西都等于零。
But God is there for in our plan.
要是神在我们计划当中的话
，everything is different.
一切都不一样了。
And when we look at the things what we have done, it's physically we have done, but God is there. It has an eternal value.
就算我们手上做的任何一件事情，因为有神。一切就开始 有一个永恒的价值。
So this is the right proper attitude, like verse 15.
那我们正确的态度就像在十五节说。
Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord wills, we shall live and also do this or do that.
在十五节说，你们只当说，主若愿意，我们就可以活着，也可以做这事。
This one talk about that we do not let myself to be the boss of my life.
这个就表示我们不要做自己的老板。
So when we having a plan, when we set the plan for our future about this year, whatever, it's not for doing for myself, but we can set the plan for the eternal purpose. Then let the God can handle all this, my life, my plan.
所以我们在年初做一个今年的计划的时候，不要只是为了自己，而是要有一个对永恒也有价值，做有价值的事情。
In verse 16, but as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
现今你们竟以张狂夸口，凡这样夸口的都是恶的。
When King Hezekiah, when he become a king, he is B.C. 716, he become a king of the nation.
西西家王在主前716年成作王。
He have a witness in his life, the northern kingdom of Israel was destroyed by the Assyria.
在他那个年代，他看到亚述王国王把他们的南朝毁灭掉。
Actually, 6 years before he became a king of the nation, so he saw that. So that means he's 19 years old. He have seen that this instance happen.
在他做王六年前，他就看到那时候他十九岁。
And he ruled the nation is 29 years.
然后他治理南朝20年。
So he died his age 54.
所以当他在54岁的时候，他就去世了。
But we know that he, because of the God, led him to have a extend 15 years. That's why he reached to the 54 and he died.
因为神加添他15岁，所以他能够活到54岁。
So 39, when he was 39 years old, he has a very sick, and God asked Isaiah to let him to prepare for his death.
所以在当他在39岁的时候，他得了重病。然后先知来看他，告诉他神的信息。
When he get these 15 years in extra years he received from God.
当他从神那里又得到多得到15年之后。
He certainly forget that all the belonging of the kingdoms and the palace he thought is all belongs to him.
他后来竟然忘记这个王国。是神给他的。
The kingdom of the Babylon, they sending the people to congratulate him.
当巴比伦王派人来祝贺他的时候。
But when he shows all these the belonging, not only his palace, Bible says all the temple of God, all the precious one, he showed to them.
他竟把全国不但是只有他王宫里面，而是他全国。他所有的东西都显给这个巴比伦的所差派的人。
Later on, the word of God came upon to, you know, come upon to through the Isaiah to the King Hezekiah.
后来神就借以赛亚告诉西西家王一些话。
In near futures, all you showed, all this belonging, all the, you know, precious one, later all be taken away.
你所给巴比伦人看的这些所有你的 这些认为宝贵的东西将来都会属于他们的。
Actually, the later it happens.
结果后来果真是这样子实现。
We saw it's a 586 BC, and this certain kingdom was destroyed by the Babylon.
结果就在主前的586年。巴比伦王真的把南朝给打败了。
So we can tell that we can tell that here mentioned about that the verse 16. But as it is, you boast in your arrogance. All such boasting is evil.
所以雅各书四章十六节这里说，这种夸口都是恶的。
Actually, the none of things actually belongs to us.
其实没有任何一样东西属于我们的。
Everything is belongs to God.
所有的都属神的。
So we have to start our starting point of our all plans, all our life beginning is remember nothing is belongs to us, but everything is belongs to God.
所以我们做任何的计划，基本的开始，我们就要有一个。态度就是没有任何东西是属于我的，因为所有的东西都属于神。
Otherwise, our life would be very easily to be engaging of that I myself to be boss, everything focus on myself then.
不然的话，我们做任何的计划，我们都会认为这是属于我的，而以我的方法来做决定。
Man's nature is actually very greedy nature, actually.
因为人本性就是很贪。
Of course, that's why through the prayer we have to control our desire.
所以要一定要借着祷告，我们才能够控制我们这个欲望。
The Bible talk about the end time, what our attitude to be.
在圣经讲到在末日的态度应当如何。
Let's turn to James chapter 5.
我们也看。雅各书的第五章
James chapter 5 verse from 1
雅各书的第五章从第一节开始
James chapter 5 verse 1
雅各书第五章第一节开始
1 to 5
第一到第五节
Come now you rich weapon halls for your miseries which are coming upon youYour riches have rotted, and your garments have become moth-eaten. Your gold and your silvers have rusted, and their rust will be a witness against you, and will consume your flesh like a fire. It is in the last days that you have stored up your treasure. Behold, the day of the laborers who mowed your field, and which has been withheld by you, cried out against you.And the outcry of those who did the harvesting has reached the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. So here you talk about the end time. Do not focus on our material, but we focus on the eternity. So which is focus to God.
所以在这里告诉我们，在末世的时候，我们不要专门追求属世的东西，而是要专注在永生。
Jeremiah chapter 19, at this time, people do not interest about the God's business.
所以在耶利米书这的时代，也是神人民不再理睬神的事情。
They start to walk, they design themselves, they start to walk, actually it's a new way.
所以他们就以自己的方法而行。
Let's look at the Jeremiah chapter 18.
我们再看回耶利米书十八章。
Chapter 18 verse 15.
十八章十五节。
This is what they have done it.
这是他们所做的。
Verse 15.
十五节。
For my people have forgotten me. They burn incense to the worthless gods, and they have stumbled from their ways, from the ancient path, from walk and bypath, not on the highway. Yeah.So he mentioned about that. That's what they're doing it.
这里告诉我们他们所行的事。
So their way not following the right path.
他们没有照着所当行的路。
Yeah, let's look at the book of Jeremiah. The Jeremiah we already studied by mentioned about the chapter 6 verse 16.
在第六章的十六节，我们以前读过。
Chapter 6, verse 16 and 17.
耶利米书六章十六节。
Thus say the Lord, stand by the way and see and ask for the ancient path, where the good way is and walk in it, and you shall find rest for your soul. But they say, we will not walk in it. And he mentioned about the path and the sea and asked for the ancient path.
在这里说他们应当查看然后访问古道然后看哪里是善道。
So the God says, God say through the Jeremiah, find out the right path, which is the good way.
神叫耶利米说人民应当查看在哪里是善道。
This path is already made by the older, you know, those good ancestors, like with the faith, they walk through it.
那这个道善道是也叫古道，因为他们的祖先已经走过的路。
So the way he mentioned, you can walk this way, then your life will be blessed.
神告诉他，你们要是照这个在这路上这善道中行的话，你们就会一切顺利。
So the verse 16, this path they give you actually rest.
在这里会得到安息。
You find out the rest.
你们会找到安息。
Jesus talked about I am the way and truth and life.
主耶稣也说过，我是道路，真理，生命。
Jesus is showing us the path that led us to walk.
主耶稣也显示给我们我们当走的道路。
Because nowadays many people do not seeking the way of the Lord Jesus. He walked the 2,000 years ago.
但如今很多人他们不愿意走主耶稣在2000年走过的这趟路。
We trying to, because many of the nowadays we trying to make our own way.
很多人只想要走他们喜欢走的路。
So the two, this is Jeremiah, the time of Jeremiah, this one's mentioned about that God gave a message to Jeremiah, his people, the wrong way, the wrong direction, they make the way which is not the right way.
所以耶利米所讲的信息就是他们人民走在错的道路上。
The one is talk about the idolatry.
因为讲到他们在如何拜假神。
They do not faithfully to follow the commandment of God.
他们没有真诚的遵守神的诫命。
So this is talk about the own people, the own chosen people.What they have done the wrong things to do.
所以这里告诉他们人民所做的错的地方在哪里。
God talked to them, if you continue to walk in this way.
神说你们要是继续往这个方向走的话。
This is what will happen to you.
那你们的结果将会这样。
The verse 16 says, to make their land desolate.
十六节说你们会这里将会成为荒地。
It really happened that when the, you know, the kingdom was destroyed, and then the land and also Jerusalem, they all desolated.
那后来果真是这个样子，因为整个王国被毁灭，然后所有的地方都变成荒废。
Many people passing through the Jerusalem or, you know, the land of Judea, then they just shaking their hands.They know that they heard about their story about the history.
那以后有人经过的时候，他们看到这块地都会摇头，而且非常的惊吓。
Yeah, so that this, even though they need help, but God doesn't want to engage to help them.
虽然他们人民需要帮助，但是神却不愿意再帮助他们了。
So we can tell at that time that their faith and their life are very corrupted already. Yeah.
所以我们可以看出他们的信仰已经非常的败坏了。
Even God gave them a chance and another chance, but they don't want to take it.
虽然神给他们一而再再而三的机会，他们却不愿意。
We find out the book of Revelation, there's seven churches was introduced.
在启示录有介绍七间教会。
One of church, you know, the Sardis, we know that this church,church is like a name is good, but actually they're dead.
在这里讲到
Chapter 3, verse 1.
撒迪教会虽然这名字很好，但是他们却是等于死一样。
Here, the Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 says, I know you did, you have a name that you are alive, but you are dead.
第三章，启示录第三章的第一节说，我知道你们的行为，按明你是活的，其实是死的。
So the Lord Jesus says, wake up.
所以主耶稣说，你们一定要警醒。
And strengthen the things that remained, which were about to die.
坚固那剩下将要哀危的。
And so, this is the encouragement to the Sardis, which is that there is a church, there is a name.Seems like the church is, but yet there's no function of the church. You mentioned that.
所以神要勉励这个教会，虽然这有一间教会，好像有这些人，但是却不像活人一样。
So Revelation chapter 3 verse 3, the message from the Lord Jesus mentioned that repent.
所以在第三章的启示录第三章的第三节，主耶稣就叫他们要悔改。
And Jesus says.I will come like a thief.
主耶稣说，我会如同贼一样的来。
So he asked them to keep these garments white.
所以要他们保守他们的白衣。
So do not let your name to be removed. Actually, do not let your name to be. You mentioned verse 5 said, I will not erase his name from the book of life.
第五节说。我就不会把生命册上涂抹他的名字。
So the here talk about these seven churches, all the churches is established by the Lord Jesus Christ.
这七间教会在启示录都是主耶稣亲手建立的。
So I think this is one of the churches, you know, have own challenge and their own difficulties.
每一间教会有他们不同的挑战和艰难。
But the most of the dangerous one like Sardis.
但是面临最大的危机是撒迪教会。
Another one is Laodicea.
另外一个是老底加教会。
It's like a lukewarm faith.
因为他们是不冷不热的信心。
We cannot say they have a faith.
我们也不能说他们完全没有信心。
But yet this faith they cannot do anything.
但是他们那种信心却什么都做不到。
Because materially they were enough and more than enough, end up they just, you know, settle themselves within the comfort zone for their life.
因为他们非常在生活上非常的舒服，然后所以他们就觉得什么都不缺，就满。很容易满足了。
Jeremiah chapter 18, this story it's like over 2,000, you know, 2,500, 600 years ago, this message came upon to them. Jeremiah.
耶利米书的这个信息在超过2500年前写。
But at the same time, so we can think about our Christian life.
可是如今我们想一想我们自己的基督的生活。
Maybe we can have a plan for ourselves.
或许我们对自己有一些计划。
But also at the same time, we need a plan for improve our quality of faith.
我们对自己的信仰成长，我们是需要做一些计划。
So we are not the one of them, like, you know, like the message, this Jeremiah chapter 18, the message from God through the Jeremiah to the turn to be like our faith turn to be like, you know, lukewarm or like a sleeping.Kind of faith.
但愿我们的信仰不像在这个启示录说的像在睡觉一样的信仰，或者是不冷不热的。
Let us remember, God here is God is the potter. We are clay.
我们要记得，神是这个陶匠，而我们就是这个泥土。
All the blessings, all the prosperity, whatever.All these blessings all came from the God's hand.
所有的福气都在神的手中。
So we are fearing of God.
所以我们一定要敬畏神。
Whatever we are not right, then we have to repent to God. We repent to the Lord.
我们只要走错做错任何一件事情，我们要马上悔改。
We are always find out seeking the ancient path, which is in the Bible. Those people walk with the faith. We have to follow them.
所以我们一定要照着古道而行，就是从前有信仰的人他们所走过的路。
Especially the 2,000 years that Jesus came to us showing us as the Son of God, to show us the path that there's a truth and there's a life.
尤其是主耶稣在两千多年前，他已经来到这世上，显给我们这个真理的道路。
Especially end time, that's what we need to pray more.
尤其在末世的时候，我们更应当多祷告。
Yeah. So Jeremiah 18, the later on from verse 19, this story is actually the Jeremiah cried out. What they have done, they trying to do is trying to kill him.
在耶利米书十八章的十九节之后。其实就是耶利米跟神呼喊呼求。
They really don't like the Jeremiah.
因为他知道人民都不喜欢他。
So that's why Jeremiah knows how much is stressful in his way and when he preach, when he delivered, you know, the message from God.
所以他每次传达神的信息的时候，他就有很大的压力，因为他知道人民都不愿意听。
That's Jeremiah chapter 18.
这个就是耶利米书十八章。
So let us remember potter and the clay.
让我们记得陶匠跟泥土。
Our Lord, make us the best vessel.
神已经把我们做成一个最宝贵的器皿。
Now we can use, so we can prepare always ready to use for the good purpose.
我们要准备自己，让神。能够应用做一个，让我们能够做一个好器皿。
Yeah, let's all pray together.
让我们一同祷告。